Hello there, and welcome to the Father's Day edition of Gospel Music Roundup. I am Tom Whiteman, proud to be here, and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. Now, over the past couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to talk to a few people about their fathers, including some of my own family. But I'll tell you what, we are here to rejoice in the fact that Christ is our Savior, and that so many of us do have fathers that follow Christ and have raised us up to also follow Him and to be just so immersed in the Word. Now, I encourage you to keep it tuned right there. We got a lot of stuff trying to pack into this little hour here, so just buckle up and enjoy the ride here for this Father's Day edition of Gospel Music Roundup. It's a great tribute. I love you, Daddy. That's the Barclay family on Gospel Music Roundup. Now here's Still Waters. This is My Father's World.
My father's word. let the heavens ring, God reigns, let the earth be glad. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere.
In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere.
I was dying. Jesus said,
sister, about our earliest recollections of our Father. Now, my brother said, for him, memories of my father are mostly in the camping trips, where Dad did almost all of the actual work and we kids just kind of reaped the fun. Now, there were those times, too, what with the carburetor going out in Yosemite and the brakes going out down 16-mile hill south of Sequoia and changing a tire on the side of the road in a borrowed camper on Baker Pass. Well, camping often meant Dad finding a way back to town to get the parts to repair what had to be repaired. Other times, we'd be like in Lassen Park and having a tough time keeping up with him on a hike, even when he was carrying my little sister on his back. Well, that little sister was Jamie, and her memories ran the gamut from him making her clean up a room, which needed to be done a lot, to him running to scoop her up when she fell and scraped her knee or stepped in a nest of yellow jackets. Now, my dad was a GM assembly worker for 30 years, and early in my childhood, to me, he could have run the place. Now, not really, but Dad was the all-around fix-it guy. I mean, there seemed to be nothing that he didn't know or couldn't fix. In a lot of ways, I think I got to be what I am by my admiration of this part of him. My pride in him made me want to be just like him. Now, there were many times I would be nearby when he was working in the yard or in the garage or on the house even, and he would explain what he was doing and why. Now, granted, I was pretty much so young during these times that I didn't even realize that he was training and teaching me. But there he was. And for the longest time, even now, I can hear his voice telling me how certain jobs get done. When we were disobedient or rebellious, our correction usually came quickly, but we didn't live in fear, because we knew above all else that he was consistent. If we did wrong, our punishment had already been foretold in our teaching, and as such was not just anticipated but expected. Now, this is a concept pretty much unfamiliar to many of kids that I have seen these days, but for us, we knew if you break it, you bought it. And as a child, I was very fond of cookies and other sweets. Nah, you couldn't tell by looking at me today, right? But my parents had to set up solid boundaries to keep me from overdoing it. Now, I knew full well that taking cookies or candy without asking was wrong, but I kept trying to do it anyway. I distinctly remember one Sunday morning, I woke up before most everyone else in the house, and Lord, it did cookies sound good to me. Just so good, and Mom had just cooked a batch in the kitchen the other night. Well, I tiptoed down the hall and through the living room, or through the dining room as well, and finally into the kitchen, like I was one of those spies in Canaan, you know, trying to make my way to the cookie jar undetected. I gathered a good-sized handful and started back. Through the dining room, through the living room, I ventured my way and was rounding the sofa and bound for the hallway when all of a sudden, there stood right in front of me the very man who had warned me that doing such a forbidden thing would only cause me pain. Well, now, I don't remember how old I was, but I was only waist high. That much I do recall, and that I slowly raised my head to see an expression on his face that was both stern and disappointed all at once. Now, I knew I was in for a punishment, but the punishment is not what stuck in my memory. In fact, the punishment is long forgotten. I seriously do not recall what punishment I received. What stuck in my memory was that look, that disappointment in my father's eyes. Now, even though we had a firm hand in our father, we also knew that he loved us and he has never stopped loving us. When we need help, he does what he can when asked. That doesn't mean that he bails us out of our trouble, but rather helps to point us in the way of repair or redemption, showing the way out of whatever we have done wrong. As my grandmother Elrod once told me, I really like Marvin. He can be quiet, but when he speaks, you better listen, because still waters run deep. He's a real thinker, and whatever he says has been really thought out. And it hit me at that moment, that is just so true right there in my father. Now, I see so much of those very qualities possessed by my father as a mirror image of those belonging to our Heavenly Father. always there for us, teaching, leading, and guiding us in so far as we are willing to listen and obey. When we wander off, we fall subject to the consequences of our wanderings. But when we are willing to repent and return, He is right there for us. And if we fall on our face in the midst of trying to do everything on our own and not listening to His gentle voice to guide us, He doesn't automatically reach in and pull us out. But He is there in a split second when we reach out to Him and are willing to listen to His gentle instructions. Now, when we get hit in life with the unexpected injury or loss that we do not understand, we have only to turn to our Father for guidance and the assurance and reassurance of faith in Him that brings us to know that He knows what we do not. He knows all those things that we don't know, and He will do all He can to bring us through it. I realize in this day and age, not all people have been blessed by a relationship with their earthly fathers like what we had, and that human frailty causes many fathers to make terrible mistakes. But no matter where we come from or what we have been through, each of us can look to our Heavenly Father to pull us out of the mire and destruction if we seek Him. I, for one, and all the others who have shared with you in this podcast, know He is there for you and will always be. You get to know Him, and you will be amazed at all you have been missing. This has been Tom Whiteman.
If you ask me, what's the measure of a man? He stands, all the things he cares about, the things that makes his life stand out, can they be counted on the fingers of your hand? Well, perhaps you know the measure. Says to you, is he honest? Does he care? You need a hand, he'll try to be there. Does his friends and family say the same things too? Is he faithful as he deals with me and you? Oh, the world has got a yardstick in their hands. Try to make you bow to their command. You got to stand for something or fall for it all. That's the measure of a man after all. Does he live by what he says?
And then he does.
Through his sweat and tears, does he show love? Is he glad on sunny days and yet appreciate the rain? Does he live by the good book as a rule? That's the measure of a man, he's no fool. Oh, the world has got a yardstick in their hands, trying to make you bow to their command. Got to stand for something, fall for it all. That's the measure of a man that's the measure of a man after all.
Oh, you gotta love it. Country Cousins and the Measure of a Man here on Gospel Music Roundup. And there's no greater man I know than the man who created the next few songs you're going to hear. That's my father, Marvin Whiteman.
Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be here drifting like a ship without any sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? You can't turn him away. Jesus, my Jesus, without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I could be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, life would be hopeless. But with Jesus, thank God, I am saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? You can't turn him away. Oh Jesus, my Jesus, without him I lost. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow's a stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are purest gold. Don't think me poor old, deserted and lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of that city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but we'll walk on the streets that are pure as gold.
That's my father, Marvin Whiteman, here on Gospel Music Roundup. And he's got quite a wide range to the songs he sings.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, was that some one you may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our way, if we keep on the sunny side of life. Oh, the storm and its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. The clouds and storm will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our way, if we keep on the sunny side of life. Let us greet with a song of hope each day, though the moment be cloudy or fair. Let us trust in our Savior always, to keep us everyone in his care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our way, if we keep on the sunny side of life.
You know what I love best about that song right there is it's so indicative of just his attitude. He will always do what he can to try to encourage you, to try to hold back the hurts from you, and just he's always been there for us, encouraging us and building us up. That's my father, Marvin Whiteman, here on Gospel Music Roundup. And I tell you, I thank you, Dad, and I love you. Now here's the Wolfords on Gospel Music Roundup.
I remember my dad with all the many good times that we saw. He was a man who knew everything. He backed down from nothing. The smartest man I ever knew. He was brilliant with books, but he knew real life too. I remember my dad with all. I remember our trips to the lake. When I do, it makes my heart ache. just one more trip in an old rented boat with cane poles and crickets for bait. We'd catch a boatload of brim, but the biggest thing I caught was wisdom from him. I remember our trips to the lake. I wish that I could be that man in my memory. He was always so tough, but gentle as a lamb. It always pulled through. He still lives in my memory. I remember my dad with all. I love you, Dad.
Lord, once again I come to you with joy. I bring to you my praise. Nevermore will I run from you, Lord, 'cause now I found my resting place. Lord, your love lives inside me, and my praises to you I'll sing. I thank you, Lord, for all your glory. I come to honor you, my King. Oh, I come to honor you, my King. Lord, I come to worship you, caught up in the spirit of your embrace. You are what I've been searching for, and Lord, I long to see your face. Lord, your love lives inside me, and my praises to you I sing. I thank you, Lord, for all your glory. I come to honor you, my King. Oh, I come to honor you, my King. Inside me, thank you, Lord, for all your glory. I come to honor you, my King. Oh, I come to honor you, my King. Oh, I come to honor you, my King.
That's the Taylor family on Gospel Music Roundup. Lord, I come to you. And the greatest honor a man can do for his family is to honor the Lord. And Dave Berlin tells me that's just what his dad did for him. Raised him up in the Lord. Showed him the right way. Well, here's Dave to tell you a little more himself.
When I remember my dad, I think of these three things. He had a passion for family. He had a passion for friends. And he had a passion for God. You know, every time I look in the mirror, I hope I see my dad in me. I think that's why I love this song so much. When I was young, my dad would say, come on, son, let's go out and play. Seems like it was yesterday. Then I would climb up on the closet shelf when I was all by myself. I'd grab his hat and I'd fix the brim, pretending I was him. No matter how hard I tried, no matter how many tears I cried, no matter how many years go by, I still can't say goodbye. Took care of Mom and me. We all cut down a Christmas tree. He always had some time for me. Wind blows through the tree. Street lights, they still shine bright. Most things are the same, but I miss my dad tonight. I walk by a Salvation Army store and saw a hat like my daddy wore. Tried it on when I walked in, still trying to be like him. No matter how hard I try, no matter how many years go by, no matter how many tears I cry, I still can't say goodbye.
are broken each time a loved one dies, but believers have assurance there are no last goodbyes. When we enter into heaven, look into the Savior's eyes, we will surely know then there are no last goodbyes. No last goodbyes for believers, no last goodbyes for us. Knowing I'll see you later when I come home to Jesus. No last goodbyes were spoken, for I'll see you again. Last goodbyes are not a part of our Heavenly Father's plan. Loving words with you were spoken. As I looked into your eyes, I could feel a touch of glory as he took you to paradise. I know that I will miss you, but I'll see you by and by. I'll say see you later, 'cause there's no last goodbyes. No last goodbyes for believers, no last goodbyes for us. Knowing I'll see you later when I come home to Jesus. No last goodbyes were spoken, for I'll see you again.
Last goodbyes are not a part of our Heavenly Father's plan. No last goodbyes for believers, no last goodbyes for us. Knowing I'll see you later when I come home to Jesus. No last goodbyes were spoken, for I'll see you again. Last goodbyes are not a part of our Heavenly Father's plan. Last goodbyes are not a part of our Heavenly Father's plan.
Father to Father, now this day is done. Thanks for this circle I could ride with my son. I'm a too proud old cowboy, Lord, you've a son too. And I guess you're proud of him for doing what he had to do. So Father to Father, I've come for a chat. 'Cause how could a father do something like that? See his only begotten nailed to a tree, and sacrificed that boy especially for someone like me. Cause if it was me, had to ride with that plan, I'd say cut loose my boy, the whole world be damned. So humbled and grateful, Lord, I'm thanking you. Father to Father, for doing what I couldn't do. Oh, Father, my life's trail's near road, but your boy's here beside me to carry my load. 'Cause alone I'm not worthy to make camp with you. So thanks for the grace, Lord, and for doing what I couldn't do. Cause if it was me, had to ride with that plan, I'd say cut loose my boy, the whole world be damned. So humbled and grateful, Lord, I'm thanking you. Father to Father, for doing what I couldn't do, for doing what I couldn't do.
A little while back, I approached Jason Elkins of Transparent Christian Magazine to jot down a few lines about his father, and here's what he wrote. This Father's Day, I've been thinking about my dad. My father has been playing guitar for about as long as I can remember, and my super talented brother knows how to play a couple dozen instruments very well. Me, I'm a late musical bloomer, but in my 20s I started playing guitar just so I could sit in with the family band, that's my dad and my brother, at family gatherings. I remember 6 years ago for my 30th birthday, my wife arranged for some studio time at a professional outfit in Grand Rapids. My best friend Bert, my brothers, and my father all chipped in. The next day, we went there and recorded some folk and bluegrass favorites. Later that night, back at home, we gathered around the dinner table and listened to the CD with our entire family. It was a moment of pure joy. My kids love music. I got the guitar out the other day, and we played through some songs that they know from church. It was another magical father moment for me, only this time I was the patriarch. My wish is that my children hold on to these memories as tightly as I hold on to the special moments I've had with my father. Dad always tells me he loves me when we get together. He hugs me and kisses my cheek without fail. His father didn't do that, and I know that he made a decision to change the way he showed love to his children. Just like anyone, he has his faults. However, his fathering is an improvement over on what he saw from his dad, and my fathering is an improvement on what I saw. And I pray the cycle continues with my son. That's Jason Elkins from Transparent Christian Magazine. Thank you, Jason.
Time goes by so fast. I've got three babies, but they're growing. Time goes by so fast. People are more important than things. You know, things don't really matter. Time goes by so fast. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to be reading and teaching, praying and seeking God's will. Because time goes by so fast. I've got three babies, but they're growing. Time goes by so fast. People are more important than things. You know, things don't really matter. Time goes by so fast.
That's Darla from Pure Heart and Time. A beautiful song there. It's been a great episode. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed playing these songs. But more than that, I want to thank so much to people like Dave Berland and to Jason Elkins for contributing the bits that they did here today. I mean, the messages about their fathers and the love that they had for them. And that the love that they have for their children as well. That's the important message to always remember. Our Father loves us. And because He loves us, we love others. That's the way it works. I hope you have a great day with your dad, that you are just feeling so blessed as I am in this. And I pray, as always, you take the name of Jesus with you.